sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathi samachukela yadula amakungi oil kawakho ekhemesi lama BP lema sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze ngerand nxangela mntwana le rand ngeyetho njayini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela.
Wakati sile siti tina kule zana ezi ngusiti. Sile sifunu kuti o mama be elektane vona vota njenga po mama. Kunga elektua eti political party level. O mama noma ngubani, vela kusivo society, o mama independence, noma ngubani. Kumele kuti nga befunu, kumele lo mama be apply. Bese be votelwa nga po mama.
Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba yeZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele eParliament lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo woza Friday umsakazo weStudio 7 uEzra Chisasibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola lemelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ipharmacy wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe ibond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngingazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ipharmacy. Ngathi ngifika lapha manje mina dinto ama bond note. Then bathi bafuna ama US dollar. Mina ama US dollar la adengelayo. Ngizenza ukuthi ngiphume phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa leli US dollar lankhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba yeyo ipharmacy adivuliwe. Amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa close due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Tinogogo vila sakwazi siyalahla silabantwana asizalanga kathi samachukela yadula amakungi oil kawakho ekhemesi lama BP lema sugar diabetes abonakali kuthazi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze ngerand nxangela mntwana le rand ngeyetho njayini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abanyeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba bese sabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola lemelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i situation leyi US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba ye bond isiba yona i 1:1.
Isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamahuhle. Njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe beshiya uZulu engelamithi. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe izigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki indawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Nimele iStudio 7. Niko Bulawayo, ningubathabile Masuku.
Abe Commission ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalela eParliamente lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla aba bekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokhu kubikwa kufeza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okunenga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishinar Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngena ani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i50%.
I proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i one party passed before sokuthi owinileyo sehle engena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani iya undermine democracy.
Kokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedalela eParliamente zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasitsilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona kodwa njengabomama. Kunga elektwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani ovela kusivil society ama independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be apply bese bevotelwa ngabo mama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotelwa mama bazihamba bebe represent izinto zabo ngona ngani. Kanti just because omama babehamba ngama political parties kunokuthi ayi whipping system. Omama babe ngale be whipper. Nxa kule issue yabo mama ufuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni issue yankona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireza. So ngathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiye eParliamente. So ngizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ilunga ledale leParliamente kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi iPR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayiyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyextenda kumele ibe sijinjwe ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphungubamba ama political parties kuphela ngoba kuthi ukuthi omama bangeke kuma political parties abazoze bakwanisa ukuthi bangene ku proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale leParliamente eChiretsi uthi bafuna iPR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation dina naso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezelwe. Siyabona ukuthi osonke somama siyavumelana amaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi kusingene kuma constituents into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele basondisa imali thina vele asila mali even nxa singangene kuma constituency vele asiphumelele mina ngimeleli I Tshirenzi district abantu banivotelayo omama
osakhulayo uFelicitas Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe
into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala yithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu
udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo hulumende bawahloniphe loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngomkhuhlane owemvukuzane yebele eye breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho weStudio 7 umanyana labanye kulumsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele kusukise lamhla ka 22 Mfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlungu abadibana lawo imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso kuStudio 7 ngo-half past 7 ntambama lango-half past 6 ekuseni kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 am 4930 6040 15460 lagu 1885 kilohertz ku short wave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Iqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Bithi nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongoyinhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Bithi uthi umthelo kaNcube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngomthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Ngakhohlwa iLife Talk lamhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecobungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ele World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwele Lios nxa lungahlelwanga kuhlelo lakho ukudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. Umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngapi ukusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. Umoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacubungula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa yimuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga e-poverty datum line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kampandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisishiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso umnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sidinga umbele 591 sikhuluma ngeminimum yokuthi at least leyo umuntu will make ends meet. Ngakho ukukhuluma nge-poverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxuries ngikhonokho okuninginingi. But siyabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities, ukudla, sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb, sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayaseva mbijana yama-isethi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela, sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyaseva mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month, lama monthly reviews, but while it's the ama-surveys, we carry ama-surveys every week that yenza ama-surveys. Then at the end of the month, we average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, the business card, we're told on 50 days. Something else, the guy is paid to the food. Until the following week, we're told that it's a good thing. We are going to give you an example. Last week, like I told you, a situation in the world, we decided to take a ride for almost $7. But that is not the same as the average of $4. Last week, we could have a lot of things. Some are cooking oil, 2 liters. Ngama $9 khathesi amashopu nxa ekhona uyathola kuthi bathengisa nge-$3.99 figure yethu ngama-service e-1 week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what is the average monthly sale yama-price. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikhombayila enye figure iyakwanisa ukuthi iqanse ukudlula lapha ekwansukuthi kuye khonapho or uyehle depending ngokuthi imarketi ziponda njani kumadimande lama-supply.
Lo mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekuthemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni iBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intathe izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo eqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla odlala ngensonto.
Ngolangane abafana bafokasile bayimelele bayilindile ngale game leHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itimu enkulu kakhulu lapha ibhola lefield zimapho. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala against iHighlanders and udlala against iHighlanders kusho ukuthi uyakubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and if perform against the Islanders akwazi ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane elile miklomelo elithumi lathoba mnemunye. kusele imidlalo emihlanu kuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni. Njalo iqembu leBulawayo City kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba sePSL. UNdlovu uthi yena iKFL bekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakho uba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa kuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elinikeza iPlatinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
I-breakday ingabe isibhambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aluba sithe siqeda ukudlala le linikeza iPlatinum igame ye-Highlanders yalandela ngeviki ekade ilandelwa naliyana. But akusabanga njalo sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku-break. So thina wethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomu yokuthi yokuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le team akade sasimisa.
Kumidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leleZPC Kariba, eleyada, eleKFC United kanye leleMthare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCastlaga Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leleCapes United eNyamunga. Iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars lizancikilana leleChapungu eBaobab. Iqembu leNicruti lizadibana leleFC Platinum ngaseAscott. Iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu leMthare City Rovers lizadlala leleYada ngaseVengere. Iqembu leDynamo lizachana leleBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizemukela eleHerentals ngaseKibo kuthi eleJapane Mine lizadlala leleHarare City ngaseMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu uhlelo lokuba amaqembu basele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kusigaba sesemifinal luqhutshwe namhla esigodlweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leleCapes United kuthi eleDynamo lizadlala leleTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers abadabuka kuntuthu ziyathunxa koBulawayo njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Ma Biggie wonke ngalesi sikhathi siledunela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe abanye basaxathula abanye vele liyabazi nampo abanye ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
New school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Let me be your man. Promise I'll love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani, salibonani lonke. Nilika malami ngu Sikia wago Bulawayo eZimbabwe osebenza leqembu okuthiwa yi Codebreakers, CPS Codebreakers.
Leli iqembu libunjwe ngamajaha asakhulayo besesikolweni. Abantwana engibamangarubana ke bebancane kangaka, baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Cold Breakers siqale ukunto zokuhlabela early 2016, like ikhona lapha esihlangane khona sonke sabayi sababathathu. Ama Cold Breakers sibathathu saqala into zethu zokuhlabela kwangale officially to record. Irekoda e-studio of Just Peace Records. Just Peace Records leyi ikhona apha ngithi koBulawayo. So let's be patient in our ancient love and make it happen.
I wanna kiss your Lushalo lwakho ke mlalelo othandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama Code Breakers ke abahlabeleli abasacathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sizazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesinegisa khona kuyamtha how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eZimbabwe elikhulu elehip hop okuthiwa ngustana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba ke baba Code Breakers bathi ke owabo ke umculo ngokuthi banelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina ke Code Breakers lesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu imusic yethu, like sicommunicate labo ngemusic yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo ziclean zile message. Sebezama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi imusic ekhona ikwazi ukunjani ukuthi ithole ithinte inhliziyo zabantu.
Kuzange ingoma esimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani bali support.
Thina imusic yethu ikakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud buku sikhona njenge-CBS Nation 2, Twitter khona njalo njenge-at Code Breakers GA3, ku Instagram Code Breakers Nation.
Besila ma Code Breakers kulolu hlelo waza Hoza Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela igabana mungeza Jesus Banda. Bye bye.
I'm sick and tired of people always trying pulling me down. Try to grab my feet and always try to wish for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. So I always give him chills. I see the haters gnashing teeth. To be frank with you, man, I've been counting love since his birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on these walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full of gold.
Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liukholisile liuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savume ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmirwe Shona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.